Mr. Nigel Bowles. Which one is Mr. Bowles? Okay. Do you have a PowerPoint? You do not. Okay, then I will just reset here, and you can please proceed, and you have 5 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Council. My name is Nigel Bowles, and I am the Executive Director of Landscape Alberta. And
I represent 300 Alberta-based businesses in the landscape industry. The city's administration is to be commended for their report, which is a comprehensive review of the city's IPM policy and its framework for managing green spaces. What concerns us, however, is the reason that we are here today, and that is the discussion of a pesticide bylaw. And we do not agree with the view of some of the speakers that there is a need for such a bylaw. We do not agree with a bylaw that has the potential to affect the viability of landscape businesses to operate, employ skilled people, and meet the needs of their clients, which number between 35 and 40,000 in this city. We do not agree with a bylaw that has the potential to result in damage to our green spaces, reduce property values, and raise taxes. It is our view that there is no scientific justification for the city to pass a bylaw that bans the use of lawn and garden pesticides. When it comes to pest control products, make no mistake, we share the concerns of everyone in regard to human health and our environment. Regardless of whether pesticides are used on lawns, in agriculture, or on a golf course. We believe that when it comes to pesticide safety, Canadians are best served by an open and transparent regulatory system, one that is centered on Health Canada's scientific protocols. The federal system incorporates the latest peer-reviewed science from experts in Canada and around the world. Complementing this process in the field is integrated pest management, which is practiced by licensed professionals. Through IPM, the landscape industry in Alberta has introduced technological advances in the application of herbicides and insecticides. We have developed a plant health care program that requires compliance with best management practices. We fund turf research, and a joint resolution between my organization and your parks department kick-started the process to eliminate weed and feed products from the environment. But what concerns us the most are the organizations that allege to be experts in the science of pesticides, but they're advocacy groups. They are not recognized scientific organizations, and we've heard from some of those today. These organizations selectively ignore facts and present cherry-picked reports to support their opinions, and have the luxury of not being held accountable when they publish misleading statements or make allegations. These organizations will tell you that lawn and garden pesticides are non-essential and that they have no benefit. But that's because they want to justify their rationale for continuing to use pesticides in agriculture and for health and environmental purposes. And I have a challenge to these groups. If they have relevant and compelling information to justify that lawn and garden pesticides should be banned, they have an obligation to advise Health Canada, not a municipal council. And while it is true that some municipalities have some varying forms of pesticide restrictions, this came about because a number of councils ignored science, ignored our regulatory system, and yielded to groups who perpetuated fear-mongering. But what you need to know is that there are hundreds of municipalities that have not jumped on the IPM bandwagon, instead opting for IPM policies. Edmonton is already a leader in pest management. What we want from Council is for you to be fully informed, to understand the complexities of pesticides, but to allow federal scientists at Health Canada to make the decision about the products that we use. Edmontonians have the right to know that Canada already has a world-leading risk and safety assessment procedure in place for pesticides. There is no need for a pesticide bylaw. Thank you.